forgive his knees. Hadn't got sick, he'd have made the big leagues, just like his hero, the Mick. He wore number 7 on his back like the Mick, but his knees got sick, so he had to quit. He had the quickness, he had the size. He could hit a ball further than Johnny Mize. He was blind on top, but his knees went pop, so he had to stop, had to give it up. If you get thrown out of the game and get sent on your way, you can come back the very next day after having had your say. But that's on a field of 9, which is not ruled by time, and it don't work out so fine on this side of the white lines, on this side of the white lines. If his dad hadn't got sick, they'd have argued nights over their World Series pick. Who's better than the Yanks? Who's better than the Mick? He was tough as a brick, but he still got sick. They were close as a father and son could be, close as the surgeon is to the knee. He waited for his dad to make his climb, but he wasn't gonna get better, not this. You get thrown out of the game and get sent on your way, you can come back the very next day after having had your say. But that's on a field of 9, which is not ruled by time, and it don't work out so fine on this side of the white lines, on this side of the white lines. Plays softball now when he's got the time, when he ain't too beat and the knees feel fine. He ain't forgot how to swing that stick, and he says to himself, just like the Mick. Ty Cobb never got to face Dizzy Dean. Joe Jackson's best was never ever seen. He held a private funeral mass all alone by the outfield grass. If you get thrown out of the game and get sent on your way, you can come back the very next day after having had your say. But that's on a field of 9, which is not ruled by time, and it don't work out so fine on this side of the white lines, on this side of the white line.